Excuse me. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time? No corrections there? Okay. Then do I have a motion to approve this evening's revised agenda?
So moved.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Next, we'll have approval of the minutes of our September the 23rd meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion approved.
You have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve the minutes of our September the 23rd meeting. All those again favor the motion? Aye. Give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the finding of the facts the September the 23rd, and Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, there was one hearing that evening where I believe Mr. Hudson had recused himself from. It was case number 11216. Perhaps that'd be appropriate for Mr. Hudson, for that one to be heard separately, where we do the findings discussion and vote on the findings except for that one, and then do a separate vote for case number 11216.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, but then now I need a motion then first for the approval of the finding of the facts with exception of case number 11216.
So moved.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills. Do I have a second?
Second that.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that will approve the finding of the facts for the September the 23rd meeting with the exception of case number 11216. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, the net mass motion is approved. Now we'll need one for the case 11216.
Motion approved.
Second to that motion.
Second that motion.
And again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the finding of the facts for case number 11216. And all those in favor of the motion,
aye.
The voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carried. And we'll move on to the approval of the minutes of the October 7th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. excuse me, by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we have the approval of our minutes of our October 7th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, use your voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion so carried and approval of the minutes. Next will be the finding of the facts of our October 7th meeting.
I approve that we approve the October 7th meeting, finding of the facts.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, and do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Motion by Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Mills. That we approve the finding of the facts of our October 7th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed, motion so carried. Next will be public hearings. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised that it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Cohen. First case, please.
Case number 11,274. Leif and Kundula Erickson, northeast of Wingate Road, being road 343, 975 feet northwest of Omar Road, being road 54, tax map ID, district 134, map 10, parcel 62.09, a variance from the minimum lot width requirement for a parcel.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm here in Mr. Fuqua's stead, and this was the case where it was simply, as I've been told in my review of the record, shows that the tax parcel number was incorrect on the original notice, and so they just re-noticed it with the correct tax parcel number. And I was even told by Mr. Fuqua, since you already have the record that he presented them, that he promised not to say anything more than I've already said. So perhaps, I truly believe that was it. I don't know if you gentlemen recall, I was not here that night. Mr. Erickson's here as well.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman. There was an issue with advertising, but since the parties were here and the board had a fairly light evening that night, we did hear some testimony on that. I don't know if there's anyone here that would be for or against it, but there is evidence in the record.
Okay.
I believe he met the standards for variance. He read those approved, didn't he, in the record?
I haven't listened to the record recently, but I don't know if Mr. Willard.
I think he did that night. He approved. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he usually does it.
I can do it again. No?
Okay. No, he has. He has done that. I remember him.
Okay.
He addressed them, yes.
Yeah, he addressed them all.
Yes.
I just wanted to echo on the record that he did address them.
So I just need to call and see if there's one here in favor or against, and then we're good to go.
We can move.
Okay. Is there any persons here that are in favor of case number 11,274?
Why is that applicant? Am I considered that?
Okay. Sure.
Leif Erickson. I represent my wife and I in this matter. 37448 Clubhouse Road, Ocean View, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
I have nothing to add other than what was said, and there was a fairly lengthy conversation there at the October 7th, I believe it was, meeting.
Yes, sir. Okay, thank you for that. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the certainly is a uniqueness because of the way that the property is laid out, and also because of the utility right-of-way that takes up the majority of the front of that, pretty much all of the front of that parcel, both or the parcels, if you will. And so I think the request is necessary to enable some reasonable use of the property, and obviously the applicant didn't create the right-of-way or the layout of the lot. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the central character of the neighborhood, nor do I believe that it will. And I think the applicant's asking for a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,274.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,274. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,274 is approved.